This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
BFBS, original music specials.
Amy Casey meets Wolf Alice.
From an open mic night in North London to Grammy Award nominations, a Mercury Music Prize, packed out festivals, stadiums, supporting Liam Gallagher, Queens of the Stone Age, and the Foo Fighters. Wolf Alice have been wowing fans and silencing critics with their superb brand of dirty rock and roll for over a decade. In the next 30 minutes, we'll be hearing from Ellie Roswell and Theo Ellis about where it all started.
The only way we really knew how to begin our journey was to go out there and play.
Upcoming tours.
You know, I'm always flattered to be asked to play Glastonbury, but you know, even more so this time around with such a reduced lineup.
And the new album, Blue Weekend.
There's a lot to look forward to and a lot for us to be energetic about and excited about.
Well, I think it's our best work, yeah.
This is Wolf Alice.
Bass in Wolf Alice.
I'm Ellie and I sing and play guitar in Wolf Alice.
How are you today, guys? Are you well?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I think it was Barfly I saw you guys play at about 3 billion years ago now. So let's go all the way back to those kind of first album days. There was a few years in between your first couple of EPs and then the debut album. So what was happening during those kind of formative years?
Just trying to find our feet, really. Learn our instruments. We went on quite big tours across the UK, like in an old school kind of way. Got in the van, just slept on our friends' floors, different uni, you know, people at different unis, or like anyone who put us up, really. A couple of travel lodges. Yeah, I think that was the only way we really knew how to begin our journey, was to go out there and play, because, I don't know, we didn't know anyone, many people in the industry, or the, I guess like an online presence was like not such a big deal back then. But I guess we're just honing our craft, really, and, you know, getting excited to finally find the time to go into a studio and find the means to do that.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us, we've been chatting with Theo and Ellie, aka Wolf Alice, and reflecting on an incredible career. Over a decade, the guys have been making some fantastic noise. And just hearing your early work and thinking about the fact that that's what kind of made you guys, getting your sound together, but playing, you know, every toilet up and down the country. You went and you did that, and it all paid off in the end. Grammy nominations for Best Rock Performance for your debut album, and then the second album that so many artists absolutely dread. You came out with the gloves off and delivered Visions of a Life, which was praised across the board, and you even won a Mercury. Were you ready for that moment?
I can tell you we were very, very not prepared for winning the Mercury on the night. I think we'd had one too many beers by the time that that came around, because we just didn't think that was a reality for Wolf Alice. But yeah, I mean, we've had some amazing experiences. Doing Wolf Alice has brought us to some amazing places, and you know, it's really nice to be acknowledged or nominated for any of those things. It's been brilliant, and we've had some wicked nights out from it, and fingers crossed that kind of thing still carries on. But we're happy as long as we're making music that we love, and fingers crossed playing shows that we love someday soon.
Meets Wolf Alice.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
2021 saw Wolf Alice back at Glastonbury. It was Glastonbury, but not as we know it. From Worthy Farm, a 5-hour global live stream was broadcast, with acts including Coldplay, Damon Albarn, George Ezra, PJ Harvey, Jarvis Cocker, and of course, Wolf Alice.
It was such, you know, it's an incredible setting to debut those songs live. I love the lineup. I think it's brilliant. And I was, you know, I'm always flattered to be asked to play Glastonbury, but, you know, even more so this time around with such a reduced lineup, it was a very big compliment for us.
Yeah, it's a different thing. I think one of the keys to doing these, having done two, maybe, not exactly a veteran, but it's just treating them as a different experience entirely. If you're trying to rely too heavily on it being, you know, emulating that energy of a gig, it might fall short of your expectations because you can't replicate thousands of people being in the same place. But to treat it as a new experience and a unique one, and yeah, just kind of have fun with it and try and draw your energy from the other members of your band. It's really a new challenge, but it's been really fun to do. There's a lot for us to be energetic about and excited about.
When you're doing this sort of style of performance, or us watching you, maybe we get a little bit more of a personal look at you guys, because there's no hiding from it. You know, they're right up close to you. That make you nervous at all?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a totally different experience to playing the show in front of a live audience. You know, it's not really comparable because it's nerve-wracking, right, in a really different kind of way. It's really cool because there's a lot more like opportunity to be kind of creative. I know like there's a director for this Glastonbury stream, you know, and he's putting his creative ideas into it to make it something more than just a filmed live set, you know. And I think that's cool, right? And that's a cool thing to have come out of this pandemic.
When are we going to be able to see you live?
Well, we're booked to play Reading. Fingers crossed, Reading's really flying the flag of trying to full steam ahead. So that'll be, at the moment, the closest thing that's coming up. We've got a whole tour of the UK in January, where we're going to most places. And then, yeah, if things, you know, permissible and things open up a little bit more, I'm sure we're going to try and play as soon as possible. And we've missed a big chunk of our lives, which is playing live music. So we'll be coming to anywhere and everywhere that will have us, I think.
Who are you to ask for anything more? Do you wait for your dancing lessons to be sent from God?
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Amy Casey meets Wolf Alice.
What can we expect? What's the third album sound of Wolf Alice?
I think it's our best work yet. In so many respects, it's, you know, some of the songwriting is quite simple, but we've tried to make it sound big regardless, you know? Like, I think some of our kind of grander sounds are on here. It's a varied record. We've not stuck to one particular kind of sound, really. Like, there's songs to dance to, there's songs to cry to, you know, like, I hope it's got something for everyone, really.
If I could get a standout track from the new album, what would they be? Was there any favourites that you really loved working on?
I love the song How Can I Make It Okay. I loved it when I first heard it. I remember Ellie sent a demo over and I was in bed and I put it on and the chorus instantly took me and it was a sing-along moment, and I've always wanted to hear people sing that chorus back at us. So yeah, How Can I Make It Okay is my fave.
Isn't to live.
If you've just joined us, we've been catching up with Wolf Alice, Theo and Ellie, hearing all about the third album, Blue Weekend, out now. Theo, we've heard your favourite track from the album. What about you, Ellie?
Oh, it's really hard to choose. Oh, yeah. I love Safe From Heartbreak. It's kind of a new side to us. I don't think we all have heard much. And I like Feeling Myself as well. It's, again, like quite different from anything we've done before. And so it's exciting, even though I've heard it many, many times now. I still find it fresh, fresh.
He's had so many lovers. Don't mean he's been pleasing anyone. Doesn't matter about numbers. When it's breaking news, it takes two. Always taught to give and make it good. Just as misunderstood as him, 'cause that's no way to live, and that's no way to play the game of love. Now I'm really feeling
Station.
Amy Casey meets Wolf Alice.
Listen, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you our famous forces question. You have to join the military. Would you join the Army, the Navy, or the RAF? Who would you go for?
Wow. My great uncle was in the Navy, so I'll do that.
Go with the Navy, senior service?
Yeah, I'll go straight in at senior service.
What about you, Ellie?
Yeah, I think maybe the Navy. No one's ever asked me that before. I don't like flying, so that's a definite no for me. But I'd be worried if I was in charge of anything important in the Army or the Navy. I'd be worried for everyone else. But yeah, why not?
Go to sea, go to the Navy, fair enough. Have you got a message from Wolf Alice for the troops?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a horrible time for so many people, and any effort that people have put into helping make things easier for people who have been affected by what's been going on is super admirable, and respect for any effort and energy that you put into making lives a little bit better in this period.
Now, for the new album, can download or can we buy? How's it going to work?
Yeah, streaming services or buy it. You know, we've made some beautiful vinyl. We've got quite a few variations, and we're even putting out cassette tapes. I don't know. But yeah, anyway, you know, we're putting out loads of visuals as well. We've got a film that kind of complements it, which is super exciting. So yeah, just I hope people enjoy it, you know, in any which way they do so.
Well, we wish you best of luck with the new album. Ellie, Theo, Wolf Alice, an absolute pleasure to welcome you to BFBS. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Cheers, yeah.
Bye.
Specials.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.